The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on, the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He's not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we are gathered here tonight, somewhere in the world, someone is crying. In a cold, dark corner for some reason. Either it's in a police cell or in a hospital or in a ditch somewhere, yelling and nobody can hear. Such profound sadness and devastation. No doubt that's from the kingdom of darkness. They are hoping for a turning point. They are hoping and crying in their soul, the deepest of their lives, for a dramatic rescue to come and change something from their current situation. And that's to say that in any story, we all hope for a turning point. And tonight is such. It is the night when the line between death and resurrection becomes thin. And we have good reason to rejoice, even in the midst of sorrow. On one hand, from the reading we've just had, we listened to testimonies of God's people, the Israelites, who were under the darkness of Egyptian slavery. The cry, if you can imagine, of their desperation rising to God, prompting God to hasten their rescue. And just like them in our own lives, we may have longed for God to come and rescue us in our own desperation. The most recent picture that I had in my mind of human desperation, I don't know if you watched it on the news or YouTube, it was of those hundreds of Afghans running beside the last U.S. flight out of Kabul, waiting for a miracle and telling themselves, "I need to attach myself to this huge military plane. At least it's going to take me into safety." And I don't know, some of you, they did see some people falling out. They did actually hang onto it. It took off and some people did let go and then they fell. It gives me goosebumps. I don't know. And I cry about it sometimes, thinking about that kind of desperation. I wish I could be taken out of this current situation I feel, and then you go to your own death. That kind of desperation. Now back to the Bible. We also listened to Good Friday message yesterday about the selfless act of Jesus, the Son of God, who went willingly to death the worst of it, crucifixion, and reaching even unto the depths of the underworld to remove Adam's sin from all who were gone before, and to introduce the love of God into every space, and to restore humanity to complete healing into our original intended state, the perfect turning point. And my hope is that tonight becomes a turning point for us, because in all our hardships, I think it takes great courage for someone to perceive that not all is lost as it appears. When it seems impossible to imagine that our miracle is actually in the making, knowing that God is at work. Now, I don't know what is your desperation, but if you have ever invested, maybe some people are telling you, oh, invest with I, it's great, you know, there's these things that they do, and then you lose everything. Don't despair. Trust God. Maybe you've lost the relationship that is so significant. Maybe you've lost something that is so dear to you that it hurt. It hurt. Trust God. He can turn our sorrows into joy. That is His character. He can renew our life by His Spirit. That is His character. He can redeem any desperate situation. That is His character. And He can forgive us so that we can be acceptable before Him. That also is His character. Will this night be the time when we surrender everything to God? All those anxieties, all those things that weighed so heavy on us, will it be possible for us tonight to give it up to God as we come to the Holy Eucharist and you leave it here to Jesus Christ? When will we relinquish control? And by the way, when we are on age, then we tend to become control freaks. Will we accept this mysterious power of Jesus' resurrection to touch every part of our lives? Tonight, Jesus triumphed over the world and the powers of darkness by defeating death and the grave. And for this reason, Holy Week becomes our turning point. And we begin by mimicking Jesus' journey spiritually when we identify with Him. I don't know what your pain is, but once you read what He went through, you start to understand that He knows about your pain. He's gone through it. He understands that kind of desperation that those men were going through, running on the tarmac with a huge plane. He understands what that kind of desperation looks like. We begin to acknowledge our total dependency on God. I know I've lost, oh God, and I know only You can take care of this. I need to let go so that You can take care of this. We can joyfully emerge out of our own events of darkness. They can disappear in front of our God. That's how powerful our God is. Yes, our turning point will demand that we yield to God's power so that even when all seem depressingly hopeless, our tears and prayers are rising to God and being heard from heaven. And God is with us, and He's ready to come to your rescue. And tonight, as we heard the celebration, you know, hallelujah, it is the same with us as we claim God's gift of salvation and healing in this new covenant, because it is in this mystery that Jesus took all those sorrows, all those anxieties, all that pain that we've been feeling. inside his bleeding on Friday, inside his dying, inside his laying in the stone-cold tomb, he took it in with him, turning them all into joy and life in the Spirit. May this Easter season bring you new life and new perspective and new hope and strength. May we experience the daily, the power of his resurrection in our personal lives. Amen.